Bob Muscatel with you, and always a pleasure, folks, on a Thursday when we get a chance to talk with Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursdays today, and he's talking about one of his favorite cities today. You know Dan, he's a very popular travel author, but also, of course, a big-time baseball writer. He's written a gazillion books, including the new Baseball Bible, which is a phenomenal compilation. Also, Baseball's Memorable Misses, which he and I talked about a while back. It's a great book. It's an exploration, really, of some almost but not quite feats, which is a very interesting topic to peruse, and he did it beautifully. And there's a new book out by him very soon, all about Hank Aaron. I can't wait to talk with Danny about that. But today we're talking Atlanta. Good morning, Danny. How's everything, buddy boy?
Everything is great, Bob. I wish it would cool off a little bit, but I wish the Braves would get hotter.
Yeah, it's just an interesting combination right there. But listen, the Braves can't get much hotter, but I understand what you mean. I'm sure down the stretch they're going to be just fine. They've been firing on all cylinders just about all year long, and I would say they're the overwhelming favorite going into the playoffs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I hope so. As long as nobody gets hurt, that's the key.
Yeah, you don't want to run into any injuries coming down the stretch. Okay, well, listen, let's talk about your beloved Atlanta and kick it off. Let's talk about the Atlanta History Center first. I was reading your notes. Some great stuff happening in Atlanta.
Well, there sure is. You know, Atlanta's the home of Gone with the Wind. Great movie, great book. Mm. And a lot of the stuff from Gone with the Wind, the history that went into that, can be found at the Atlanta History Center. It's a 33-acre attraction in the beautiful Buckhead suburban area, and it has the reimagined cyclorama, which is, you know, from the Civil War, a battle from the Civil War. It has memorabilia from the 1996 Centennial Olympics, and the historic Swan House from the Hunger Games movies. And it's one of the largest history museums in the Southeast. You know how much I love museums. So got to recommend that as a great place to start your tour of Atlanta.
Yeah, that'd be outstanding. And then you can head to the Beltline, which is a great trail. Tell everybody about this.
It's a 22-mile trail that loops the city, connects neighborhoods with changing artwork, unique shops and bistros, and you can explore it by bicycle, walking, and with pets, and I love that too since I'm a dog owner.
Yeah, you always bring your dog, or at least almost always bring your dog on a lot of your trips. And somebody was telling me if you're going to visit Atlanta, obviously the Beltline is a great place to start. Also, the botanical gardens down there in Atlanta are terrific.
Well, Serenity Now. And if you want that, go to the 30 acres of stunning gardens, a year-round family attraction. And they have events on the lawn all the time. So it's a really great place, and it's quiet there. Get away from the frenetic city. Go to the Atlantic Botanical Garden. Real good place.
Yeah.
And if you want noise, then go to Truist Park at the Battery.
Well, there you go.
Multi-purpose development, steps from the Braves ballpark. And it features the Coca-Cola Roxy Theater, which I really enjoy, and restaurants, bars, shops, hotels, and Braves memorabilia stores. Get ready for the World Series.
Yeah, there you go. So tell me about the world of Coca-Cola. This sounds like kind of fascinating. You just mentioned Coca-Cola. Tell me about the world of Coca-Cola.
Well, Coca-Cola was founded and discovered and made a home in Atlanta. They have a tasting room there that has 100 different flavors of Coca-Cola from around the world.
Hmm.
So that is pretty cool if you want to try that. But you don't want to try too much soda all at once, but, you know, the different tastes are great. You can watch the bottling process, check out the anatomy of smell at Scent Discovery, and the best part, see the secret formula vault and find out what the secret formula is of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I were just chatting about drive-ins. A couple of weeks ago, the Varsity is the world's largest drive-in. That's down in Atlanta.
Right. It's a drive-in restaurant. It's near downtown in Georgia Tech. All the students go there. And Nipsey Russell is actually discovered there as a performing car hop on skates. And they
wow.
still have those guys. It's incredible. You can eat inside or outside.
Wow. And also there's a Politan Row down at Colony Square. Great place to check out some different dining options, right?
Right, 31 different culinary offerings and a full-service bar, so that's a great place. And the Ponce City Market, in a historic Sears building connected into the city landmark, one of the best food halls in the world. So that's pretty cool, too. Great place to eat in Atlanta.
Excellent. Tell me a little about the Fox Theater. Apparently, great shows down there.
It is a good place to see Broadway shows, movies, and concerts. It's a historic structure in Egyptian architecture motif. And by the way, when I was staying across the street at the Georgian Hotel, I ran into Chris Rock, the actor, who was performing at the Fox Theater right across the street. Very nice guy, by the way, but he was a Mets fan.
We're talking undoubtedly with Dan Schlossberg when he says stuff like that. You know it's Travel Thursdays with Danny. Tell me a little about the Plaza Theater. That's been down there in Atlanta for a long time.
That's another historic place. Opened since 1939, a neighborhood favorite. It's Atlanta's oldest operating cinema, so cool place to go. And talking about cinemas, Starlight Drive-In, opened since 1949, a multi-screen drive-in in Art Deco style surrounded by greenery. Really cool place.
You know, when we talk about a lot of these cities, whenever Travel Thursdays comes up every Thursday, seems like from time to time we'll talk about great aquariums, and Georgia's got one down there in Atlanta.
They sure do. 500 species, 60 habitats, 11 million gallons of water, and it's the largest aquarium in the country.
Wow. I didn't know that. Talking with Dan on Travel Thursdays, all about Atlanta. Tell me about Stone Mountain. This is a pretty big park down there, and there's a lot to see there.
Right. 3,200 acres, but the highlight for me is the Mount Rushmore of the Confederacy. There's a carving that was done there by Guts and Borglum, the same guy who did Mount Rushmore,
yep, yep.
Except it has Confederate heroes and it's gross visited attraction.
Yeah, you don't hear too much about that, but yeah, I've heard a little bit about it in the past. I think I've seen a documentary or two on that. Also, there's a flight museum, and listen, Danny loves all kinds of transportation and he loves museums. You must love the Delta Flight Museum.
Right, that's Delta Airlines. It's housed in two original maintenance hangars from the 40s, and it traces the airline's history and development. You can take a guided tour and a simulated experience if you want to take a simulated flight experience.
All right, we're going to talk a little about a different sport. Let me jump ahead a little bit and talk about the College Football Hall of Fame. I didn't know that that was in Atlanta, but apparently it is, and obviously college football is pretty big in this country. They've got a Hall of Fame there, which must have some very interesting stuff inside, Danny.
It has a 45-yard indoor football field, among other things, and information on college football legends, and 50 state-of-the-art technology exhibits.
Excellent. And, you know, we're all saying a silent prayer, I think, for Jimmy Carter these days, and his presidential library and museum is down there in Atlanta. And I see in your notes there's a replica of the Oval Office within that museum.
Yes, I was blown away by how impressive it was. I went there kind of reluctantly, but I really enjoyed it. And you can also view his Nobel Peace Prize there and walk in gorgeous gardens. Another place for serenity now.
Indeed. National Center for Civil and Human Rights is located down in Atlanta, too, which I didn't know.
That's an evolving attraction. It depicts lunch counter sit-ins, civil rights milestones, and today's global human rights movement, so it's very much up to date.
And before we let you go, let's talk about the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park. That's in Atlanta. There's a lot of stuff in Atlanta, Danny.
Yeah, there sure is. You can see Martin Luther King's birth home, Ebenezer Baptist Church, where he, you know, was on the pulpit there, and the King Center, all in one central place. Really, really worthwhile. And that's a good place to wrap up your visit to Atlanta, that and the Carter Center.
Indeed. And by the way, they've got a video drone down there, the last video store in town with 40,000 titles. You don't find too many video stores anymore.
No, that's why it's the last one. But it takes patrons back in time, and it stocks everything from indie to obscure and cult films.
Wow. Listen, if you want to know more about Atlanta, obviously you can talk to Danny. However, if you don't have his private cell phone number, like I'm privileged to have, then you can always Google Atlanta and find out a lot of these, a lot about all these factoids and plan your trip to Atlanta, which I've never been to, but man, it's on my wish list there, Danny. I would love to go. And next week, we're going to be talking about Nashville, right?
We're going to talk about Nashville Station Union Yards, which is a member of Historic Hotels of America. It is a railroad hotel. It's a great place.
Excellent. Listen, Danny, always a pleasure, man. You always bring us to some interesting places. I can't wait for next week. In the meantime, stay safe, my friend, and good luck to your Braves as well.
Yeah, you too, Bob. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you next week when the Braves will be clinching the NL East.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursdays with Danny right here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM.